Joseph H. Black, two parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 249.
This item was deferred at the March special meeting. It's a request to create two parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way. One of the parcels contained 2.87 acres and have access from a 50-foot right-of-way. Right-of-way will be created over an existing gravel driveway. The residual lands are 39.65 acres. And there's an application filed for a major subdivision.
This is right.
Being reviewed by the tax committee right now. So it'll be coming back before the commission.
No, that's something else.
We got a Bay Laurel down here.
That's the major subdivision.
Okay, you're showing both. Show us proposed in the future.
Is that right?
Yes.
But if the proposed right-of-way for this request and the entrance are not one and the same, how can we approve it?
Have to.
No, let's say that again.
The proposed right-of-way that we're looking at today is different than the entrance location for the proposed subdivision.
Yeah, but that hasn't been approved or, you know, it's been filed, hasn't been considered by the commission yet. I mean, it seems to me that that's not a lot different than some of the subdivisions we've seen where there is an out parcel, you know, and they've had to relocate their access through a subdivision street. I forget, there was one over on Pepper Creek or one of those. It was like that, I think. Anyway.
What are you requesting right now? Is that?
He's requesting this.
Okay. There's another driveway in there. There.
He just already got one.
We're good.
Oh, no, it's back here. This piece in the back.
That's lot three. We got
three. Trying to create an access easement to get between the chicken houses from the public road back to the service existing house on this one. And then lot one already has a house on it too, right, Gene?
Yes.
They both have houses already.
So lot one and lot three already have.
They're both already improved by dwellings. And lot three, I guess, on this plan that we haven't yet seen, that's going to stay as a separate out parcel.
So what we're considering really is lot two and three then.
They're the same one.
Right. We're considering this lot three because lot one isn't. No, this is not part of this then.
We're gonna lighten up on you for the rest of the day.
Then they become a part of the street system later on when they take all these out.
We're not looking at this piece here. We're not looking at this piece here.
You're looking at this being split. Lot
one is part of would be lot of part three.
Lot one's gonna disappear when they subdivide.
Just lot one.
Lot two will disappear. It'll become the subdivision. Lot three will stay the same.
And this will be part of the proposed.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Basically, if the subdivision approved, excuse me, they abandoned all the chicken houses, then they subdivide. Right away here, it's proposed to serve this piece in the back.
This is part of this.
Yeah, it's all the same.
So all this is all part of that. Okay.
Three.
One and two will be subdivided as part of the subdivision. Three would be left intact as a residential lot. Think it's the same size.
Right. But if their subdivision isn't approved, then they still
have
a house back here and their house up here.
You could. If the subdivision gets denied, it would stay like three parcels, lot number one, lot number three, and then their acreage. And they had to move the wiggle of the street all the way around to meet setback requirements. And it's an easement. By using the easement, they get away from the requirement of 50-foot. Oh, this line, see, this one has to be. Subject to the approval of a variance if you grant approval. You gotta be, well, they're gonna take this one out, that's right, that one goes away.
Yes.
That would eliminate that problem.
Yeah.
Right now.
By this being removed, they don't need 50 feet from that chicken house. So you don't need a variance.
But it should be stipulated that poultry houses to be removed.
It's right on there, says it, yes, that would be fine, it says it right on there already, so, it's already covered.
Just doing all at once. Other comments?
Mortgage purposes.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Joseph H. Black's request for 2 parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way off of Road 249, my motion is for approval.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve 2 parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 249 for Joseph H. Black. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, our next